Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago Blackhawks have 10 games left on their regular season slate, and obviously they want to win them all. The Vancouver Canucks are next up on that list, and they've endured a tough season. The Canucks have lost four straight overall, and they're winless in their last six. But tonight they seek a win and an avoidance of a season sweep. The last meeting of the season between the Blackhawks and the Vancouver Canucks is about to begin. Horvat facing off with Taves, the drop of the puck. This one's underway, and Horvat slings the faceoff back into the Vancouver zone. In the right corner to Daniel Sedin. He feathers a pass through the slot, deflects away to the left point. Michael Chaput there, put it behind the Hawk net. Henrik Sedin to Daniel Sedin. He sent it in front of the net. Henrik Sedin deflects it on goal. He scores.
He can still work some magic. Vancouver up 1-0, last minute to go.
Schmaltz stole the puck from Sutter behind the Hawk net. There he's out. Looked like he was tripped. No penalty called. Loose puck to the near boards. Taken by Megna. Taken back by Nick Schmaltz. And then Megna took it right back near the left point. Put it in front for Sutter. He shoots and scores. Looked like Crawford was going to come out and try and poke check the puck off of Sutter's stick. And at the last second, Sutter went from forehand to backhand and slid it in behind Corey Crawford. It's 2-0 Vancouver. Henrik Sedin in to get the puck and carries to the right wing side of the Hawk zone. Put the puck behind the net. Duncan Keith took it there. They pass ahead now to Seabrook, to Schmaltz over the Canuck line to Hartman in front with a backhand. He scores! That's a power play goal. The Hawks get one right back. Nifty passing play. Schmaltz to Hossa to Hartman, who delivered the power play goal. It's 2-1 Vancouver. Kane put it out to the high slot. The Keen drives a shot. This deflects wide to the right corner. Taves recovers. Put it in front. Here's Panic with a shot. It hit the post. Puck knocked out of the air with a Hawks high stick, but the Canucks get the puck. Spezza passing to Berchi through center ice on the Hawk line left wing. Hit the trailer. Tanev, they shoot. He scores. It's actually Reed Boucher on the receiving end. Boucher was cruising by the front of the net and deflected it past Corey. It's now 3-1 Vancouver with 12:15 left in period two. Marian Hossa the other way to center ice. Flips the puck along the right wing boards. Canuck in. And Ben Riemsdyk had it swatted off his stick. Skelly back the other way through center ice over the Hawk line. Down the left wing. Put it in front of the net. Sutter shoots and scores. His second of the night for Brandon Sutter. It's 4-1 Vancouver with 17:45 left in the third. Schmaltz beside the right circle. Whips it back to Seabrook right point. Slings at left point, Campbell moves down the boards, behind the back pass to Seabrook at the left point, to Hulson, top of the right circle, shoots, he scores! That patented one-timer by Marian Hulsa, he got all of it, and the puck beat Miller into the top left corner. It's another power play goal. The Hawks 2-for-5 with a power play. Trail the Canucks 4-2. Hawks control off the draw. Van Riemsdyk from the right wing boards to Panic in the slot. Shoots, he scores! Richard Panic with his second goal in many games. In as many games, he just ripped that one past Miller. There was a good screen in front. Boy, can Panic shoot the puck, and he did right there. He makes this one interesting. It's 4-3 Vancouver with 11:50 left in the third. Don't go away. Keith hustles back into the Hawk zone to get it. Canucks in a line change. Keith will now drive it down the left wing glass in behind the Canuck net. Ricochets around far side. Kane's got it. Put it in front. Harper just scores! His second of the night. Ties the score four. With Darling pulled to the bench, the Hawks go with six attackers and cash in with 1:03 left in the third. This game is tied at four. Daniel Sedin rolling through the high slot with the puck. Fed it over to Stetcher, high slot. Back to Daniel Sedin, left wing, top of the left wing circle. He'll move back through the high slot, snaps it on goal, they score! Power play goal in overtime, and the Canucks win the game 5-4. Well,
hang on here. They're going to check goaltender interference.
It's a good goal. And Vancouver wins the game in overtime, much to the chagrin of Scott Darling and the Blackhawks. 5-4 is the final score, and Daniel Sedin will pick up the game-winning goal.